Please stay with us, and at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send your questions for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Once again, and along with Dave Hunt, here's Tom.
In this, our Understanding the Scriptures segment, we're in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 8, and we left off last week with verse 31. And of course, this is Philip, who's being led by the Holy Spirit, and he's led to a man of Ethiopia who was in charge of the treasure of the queen of the Ethiopians. And he's reading from the book of Isaiah and not quite understanding it, is he, Dave?
Mm-hmm. But he has a copy of it. That's interesting.
Right.
And I don't think he bought it in Jerusalem. He brought it with him. He's reading it on the way home.
Now, Dave, this might be a little controversial, and I know you like to steer clear of that, but
right.
I'm going to throw it out there.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Verse 29, it says, "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot." You know, a lot of people say that we're anti-charismatic, anti-gifts, and so on. I don't know where they get that idea. Over years and years, we take the position that A.W. Tozer takes, that we don't find anything in the Word of God that would say that the gifts are not for today.
But we want them to be the real thing.
Exactly. And that's a large problem. That's why I say this is going to be a bit controversial.
Yeah. Tom, how many people have said to me, "Let me tell you what God told me today about you." You know,
mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't tell me. It's almost like when I get up in the morning, I ought to have some neon sign up in the sky giving me my orders for the day. You got the Bible. You better read that and study that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord will give you insights and understanding. I don't know how he said this to Philip. Maybe it was just an impression that he had. He realized he's got to join himself to this chariot.
This whole thing was a miraculous event.
Yes,
he didn't just get on his bike and,
right.
and tool off and
right.
run down
right.
the chariot.
Right.
But here's my question. And again, I want to do this cautiously because, as we've noted, there's so many fakes. There's so many flaky claims to be led of the Holy Spirit and so on. But nevertheless, Dave, couldn't God do this today? Couldn't God speak to your heart? Couldn't God speak audibly to somebody? But it wouldn't be an everyday event.
Of course. But, Tom, let me put it in these terms.
Okay.
Last week, I mentioned my little experience on the plane, and I've had this so many times, where the gentleman across the aisle asked me to change places with him. Now, why would God have to say to me, "Dave, take the place of that man across the aisle and get him to change seats with you"?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to do that because the Lord had somehow arranged for that man's wife to be sitting next to me, next to the window, and he wanted to come over and do it. So, you see, there's one of the problems, Tom. Oh, it would be much more spectacular if I had had a voice from God telling me, "Talk this guy into changing seats with you." I could give a great testimony about that. Wow, God told me to do this. But God didn't have to tell me to do that. But it is just as much guidance
mm-hmm.
as if he had told me to do that. I have missed planes. Never my fault, I don't think. Maybe once or twice.
All right.
But because I'm pretty careful about getting there on time when it comes to airplanes. Maybe some other things not. And Tom, now don't tell on me.
All I have to do is mention the flight that you thought was Friday, but was actually Thursday last week, Dave. Come on here.
Well, now that is one of the very,
oh, okay.
of the very few exceptions.
That's the exception to the rule.
And again, that was all in the Lord's will. He allowed me to make that mistake because...
But he does that. He creates
right.
opportunities for us.
Right, right.
It's wonderful.
I remember
Absolutely.
Being shuffled from one plane to another. They all kept having mechanical problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the third one, finally... And I have a special number I call. Let's try to get over this gate quickly, you know. And I finally get over there, and just as I step aboard, the first-class flight attendant standing there, you know, at the front, "Dave Hunt, you're just the guy I wanted to talk to." Well, I didn't get a voice from God telling me to get over mm-hmm. there, but the Lord worked the circumstances
right.
out. So that was where it went. But, Tom, yes, God works in amazing ways, and I see him guide my life. And you know, you've heard me say many times, almost, not every time, but almost every time I get off of an airplane, I just say, God, you did it again. I don't know how you do it. But he doesn't have to talk to me to tell me to make some decision. But I remember one plane that landed in Chicago. When it hit the runway, the hydraulics went out. It had to be towed up to the gate, so I missed it. Now, anyway, Tom, the man I sat next to on the next plane, that's the one God wanted me to sit next to. But he didn't give me a voice from heaven. It could happen. He could have done that. But, Tom, we live in a much more organized society today. So it's more likely that God is going to work the circumstances in our schedules or whatever.
But, Dave, the bottom line is the content that you were there for, it was the Word of God.
Amen.
You were preaching and teaching the Word of God. God
Amen.
Arranged a circumstance and situation to have you in a place
right.
where you spoke
right.
His Word, you preached the truth, and people responded.
Amen.
That's the bottom line. Right. Many times we get letters from people that said that they're Spirit-led and so on, and you find out the content of what they're promoting. It's all subjective. It's all stuff that they've either made up, and in some cases, it's so contrary to the Word of God that you say God could not be involved in this.
Right.
So we need to test the spirits, test all of these things, but not deny what God is able to do. That's
right.
my point.
And stick with the Bible.
Amen. Amen. Verse 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And that's Isaiah 53.
Mm-hmm. So, Tom, it was miraculous how God put Philip right there, miraculously said to Philip, join yourself to this chariot. But the man was ready. That's why God had him there.
Mm-hmm.
The man invited Philip up. I never forget an ex-Marine pilot. I shouldn't have been in that seat. I shouldn't have been on that plane and so forth. But anyway, without going into those details, his first words when he sat down beside me were, I want to know God. Well, that's the way the Lord does it. He caused that man to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And he will bring us in contact with people who want to know the truth. You don't have to knock your head against the wall trying to persuade somebody.
Yeah, but there's some people say, yeah, but I don't know as much as Dave Hunt, man. You know, suppose somebody asks a question, I don't have the answer. If God provides the opportunity, it seems to me, he's going to have you there with what mm-hmm. you have, with what, you know, he's not going to create it out of a vacuum. But if somebody has something to give that will be a blessing to somebody else, God's going to have you equipped and in that right place to do it, no matter where you are, how mature you are in the Word and so on, I think.
That's true, Tom. But the Lord is going to teach us through these experiences, too. So I couldn't say how many times.
Mm-hmm.
I came home from an encounter, and I fell on my face before the Lord and said, God, I didn't have the answer. Please help me. I want to have the answer next time that question is asked.
Mm-hmm.
So we learn. We don't know everything at once, and we learn over a period of time.
But we're just not to be that reluctant or self-conscious.
Oh,
actually, that's what I was getting at.
Absolutely. We're trusting in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the place of the scripture, which he read, was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Well, Tom, we're not going to be able to finish this, but he's going to ask Philip, is he talking about himself or about some other man? Well, the man had that much sense to recognize. Now, the Jewish people today who say, well, that was Israel he's talking about, couldn't have been the Messiah. They wouldn't dare to admit this is the Messiah because it goes on. It's very clear. Tom, you can write out, I just make this suggestion to people out there, type out Isaiah 53 on a blank piece of paper. Don't tell them where it came from, and ask some Jewish friend, or ask anybody almost. This is in the Bible. Who do you think it's talking about? I guarantee you, that's Jesus. Oh, that's Jesus, yes. A Jewish man might say, well, that must be some Protestant, some Christian from today wrote that. No, surprise, surprise. It was your ancient prophet, Isaiah. Isaiah 53, and he was talking about the Messiah. Now, who do you think the Messiah might be?
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call.
It's on the horizon. It's almost in view. Get ready for Judgment Day. Islam, Israel, and the nations. The new book from Dave Hunt and the Berean Call. Is God about to judge the world over issues related to Israel? This highly informative and revealing work cuts through the political to the prophetic, alerting us to the judgment about to befall this planet. Hans Christian, president of the International Sakharov Committee, calls it the most important book on the issues of the Middle East and the Holy Land. Joseph Farah, founder of WorldNetDaily.com, says Dave Hunt has nailed it. This book is a wake-up call to a sleepwalking world trying to make sense of events that were foretold in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Lecturer and co-author of The Seduction of Christianity, Dave Hunt.
Judgment Day is the most important book I've written. God's judgment is coming upon this world. The leaders of this world are defying what God has said about Israel and about that land that belongs to them, and they're taking the side of people who pretend that that land belongs to them, and it does not. And God is going to punish this world, and we document that in the book.
This treatment of the topic offers no room for political correctness or ecumenical accommodations. The truth is more devastating than fiction. Judgment Day. Islam, Israel, and the Nations. The latest by Dave Hunt is now available from the Berean Call in ebook and hardcover. Information on how to order in just a moment. And now, to tell you more about our ministry, here's TBC Executive Director Tom McMahon.
The name The Berean Call is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically, because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Our mission is to alert believers in Christ to unbiblical teachings and practices impacting the church. We want to exhort believers to give greater heed to biblical discernment and truth regarding what they are accepting as spiritual. We hope to supply those who profess to be biblical Christians with information and materials that will encourage the love of God's truth. Hopefully, we can help mobilize believers in Christ to action in obedience to the scriptural command to earnestly contend for the faith, found in Jude 3. And finally, our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
If you are a serious student of God's Word, we offer a wide variety of items that you'll find helpful. From books and tracts to audio and videotapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 4105. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll wrap up this three-part revisit to our series, Psychology versus the Bible, with T.A. McMahon and Martin and Deidre Bobgan.
In Religion in the News, drugging our kids for peace of mind. Dare we say no? We'll take a look at that story and address the question, do you have the right psychological profile to be a missionary? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily Radio Ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.